As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. My guest today is Matt Filipovich. And just quickly, thoughts on this? I mean, we just talked about your election day
experience
and civic duty of trying to make sure things are going to go smoothly in November. But thoughts at all on any of the races, any of the upcoming general matchups?
The one I found the most entertaining and sort of just watching, you know, the world burn from a ways was Robin Voss's race. And like he won by like 200 some votes, right?
260 votes.
It was really, really close, right? But I still love the whole leading up to it, you know, Trump attacking him and especially Gableman attacking Robin Voss. And even like supposedly like just recently, I think it was yesterday or today that Voss came out. And I think the quote was, hold on, I'll find it here. I think there's a pretty broad consensus that the tack that we're on needs to come to a natural conclusion. They're talking about Gableman's investigation, right? So it needs to come to a natural conclusion. So it sounds like dying of natural causes, right? You know, it's just like, well, I really hope the investigation, you know, dies in its sleep. You know, there's no pain, surrounded by family and friends, you know, conspiracy theorists, QAnon people. Or it's like either that, or it's like, don't worry, kids, the investigation's gonna go out to a farm where it has plenty of room to romp around and play and spew unsubstantiated lies. You know, like it's just like the whole thing is just so like, I mean, Voss, so we were kind of talking in the break, like Voss and so many Republicans have so much backed themselves into a corner dealing with the sort of true believer Republican base, like your Gablemans or your Trump, and who knows what Trump actually believes in. So many people have tried to figure that out, but like they've got themselves handcuffed to like an on fire train that's just like going down the road, and that like they can't let go because it's like it's not like Voss. So Voss is like, well, just come to a natural conclusion. I'm not going to say you're fired, right? You know, and like let's strike this whole entire thing from the record. Obviously, you can't strike the $1 million+ that we all paid for Michael Gableman to run this thing, but it's really just, I don't see how Republicans come out of attaching themselves to the Trump train, you know, because they can't win without them. They need them, you know. Yeah. And then obviously, you know, Michael's beat Clayfish here, right? And so enough primary Republicans in Wisconsin wanted the Trump side over the Walker side. And like, Walker's horrible too. It's not like, you know, Walker and Pence are like great people. No, they're awful, but they're like, they maybe sort of at least believe sort of in democracy, even though like Walker totally redistricted everything. So it's not like Walker actually believes in democracy either. But they at least have the sort of pretending at least to still sort of believe in the system, whereas like Trump and Gableman were just like, no, we don't care, just we're taking over the entire elections, we win now, and like kind of embracing this, you know, proto-fascist world that we could be going in as democracy is like kind of teetering on the brink here.
Well, and it's interesting because I'm you know, a point that has been brought up multiple times this week is the fact that there was over 100,000 Republicans who voted against Ron Johnson.
Yeah.
They voted for a guy who put basically no money in his campaign, but was on the ballot.
Right.
And enough people voted against Ron Johnson. And Ron Johnson has a lot of baggage and keeps saying things that he could just like keep his mouth shut.
And no, probably, he can't.
You know, like, you know what I mean? But I was talking, you know, I was talking to someone in the newsroom over at Journal Sentinel who's covers all this stuff, but I don't want to out him.
Right.
But you know, it's like, if he would just keep his mouth shut, he might be able, because he's in the incumbent, whatever people, right, are, you know, Wisconsin typically likes their incumbents. It's fine.
Yeah.
But he's, you know what he reminds, and I said this yesterday, I hadn't thought of it before, but like, I know enough, let's call them like entitled, attractive, smart white men in my life who have always just push the boundary.
Yeah.
Right? They're like, how much can I get away with in my life? And like, that I can like, and then I get out of it by just apologizing, right? Because there's no real accountability for me. And I feel like this is like Ron Johnson just being like, how much can I act? Like, what can I say? And they'll still reelect
me. It's like, horse medicine. Sure, yeah, horse medicine. Yeah, like, no, it's just like,
I'm going to say, like, let's vote on your Medicare and Social Security. How's that going to play? Like, no, I don't really think we need these jobs in Oshkosh. Like, you can send them to North Carolina. Like, the amount of things that he said that feels like political suicide.
Yeah.
And he's still, people are still going to vote for him.
But again, I actually think there is some calculation to it. It's sort of hard to tell with Ron Johnson. Like, is he just like, because he clearly is not smart. Like, he's clearly kind of, he seems dumb, but he also seems savvy at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, and if you kind of notice, a lot of the stuff that kind of becomes national Republican talking points, a lot of it actually originates from, like, Ron Johnson. Like, Wisconsin is sort of, think about this, like, we're sort of the testing ground of a lot of our, I like, because, like, the Koch brothers were here, right? So we have this sort of, like, you know, they're mixing up a lot of things with gerrymandering. A lot of stuff gets, like, comes out of literally our think tanks, right?
Scott Walker in his memoir wrote, he's like, if we can change Wisconsin, we can do it anywhere.
Precisely. Yeah. And so it's sort of like, does Ron Johnson get away with saying this insane stuff? And like, oh, okay, then everyone else starts saying it. You know, it's sort of like the testing ground. It's like
the product testing, like when Coca-Cola has a new product, and they're like, let's put it in Wisconsin and see how it tests.
Exactly. It's like new, I'm kind of trying not to swear here.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. The new BS that's coming out of somebody's mouth here. Let's start.
What did Wisconsinites think about it?
Exactly.
They liked it? Cool.
Oh, they're fine with it?
Let's run with that.
It's national now. Yeah. Out of the region.
Oh, man.
But also, can you imagine, one more thing circling back to Gamelin, because can you just imagine him being like, because like, he did like, not only did he like, openly campaign against Voss. Like, he did like robocalls. And so like, he actually, like, supposedly there were robocalls going out to people against Voss.
With
like,
Michael Gableman's voice?
Yes, his own voice. And like, he's in the robocall, he says that Voss never wanted a real investigation. And so it's like, yeah, he never wants to, oh, by the way, Robin, here's my invoice and my expense reports. He never wants an investigation. He hates democracy. Oh, can you please sign off on my registration to the MyPillow Guy conference here? You know, so like, he's like yelling at him and then like passing his bill across the table at the same time. If democracy wasn't at stake, it would be like the funniest thing in the universe.
It's literally something out of Veep.
Exactly, right. Yes. Yeah, precisely.
All right, well, we're going to take another break right now, and then we come back. Merrick Garland gave a speech yesterday.
He did.
So we're gonna interpret what it means. Our guest today is Matt Filipovich, and this is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.